All right, so are you ready to like really level up your trading game? Because today we are diving deep into some seriously smart strategies.
That's it. We're talking about making smarter trading decisions.
Yes, no more chasing hot stock tips.
We want to build that solid foundation.
Exactly. And you know what's key?
What's that?
Education. At least that's what this source we're looking at says. It's not just about, like tossing around fancy trading
Oh,
terms.
you have to understand it.
Yeah. Like why things happen, market trends, economic indicators, all that good stuff.
It's like you don't just think about it like this. You don't just run onto a basketball court without knowing how to dribble, right?
Totally. So you've got to learn the playbook. And speaking of playbooks, this source makes a really interesting point about setting goals. It says deciding between like quick profits versus, long-term growth is like sprinting versus running a marathon.
And both are
Both are totally valid.
totally, but they need completely different approaches. So
Exactly.
you have to define that for yourself. And that's where your trading plan comes in. So important to figure out your risk tolerance. How much can you afford to lose? What are your entry and exit points for trades?
So if your goal is to be a day trader, you're going to have a much different plan than someone who's, in it for the long haul.
Exactly. Your plan is like your roadmap and those goals. Those are your destination.
I love that analogy. But let's be real for a second. Even with the best roadmap, things can get
Well, tricky.
Yeah. The market throws curveballs, emotions run high, and suddenly that stock that's dipping looks like a huge opportunity, even if it goes against your plan.
It's tempting.
So true. It's like trying to eat healthy and then someone waves a donut in your face.
You gotta have discipline. And that's another thing the source really stresses, risk management.
Ah, risk management. It's like the financial seatbelt you hope you never need, but are really grateful to have when you do.
Exactly. Because even if you could predict the market perfectly, there'd still be surprises.
So how does this source say we should manage risk? What are the essentials?
Well, they have a bunch of great techniques, but one of the key things is the stop loss order. Basically, you tell your broker, hey, if this stock drops below this price, sell it automatically.
So it's like a safety net for your investments.
Exactly. Takes the emotion out of those tough
That
situations.
makes sense.
Yeah.
But how do you decide how much risk you're actually comfortable with on a single trade? That part always trips me up.
Well, this source, they have a really simple guideline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they say you should never risk more than like 1 to 2% of your total capital.
On a single trade.
Exactly. So say you've got $50,000 in your trading account. Risking 2%, that means you could potentially lose, what, $1,000?
Okay, so you're deciding beforehand, all right, I'm willing to potentially lose this much, but not a penny more.
Right. Just like you wouldn't, it's like going out to dinner. You wouldn't blow your entire month's budget on one meal, right?
Huh, definitely not. Unless it was like a once in a lifetime kind of meal.
Okay, true. But for your everyday trading, you got to protect yourself. Keep those losses small. That way you can stay in the game longer.
It's all about playing for the long game, right? But you know what I find fascinating?
What's that?
This source doesn't just stop at like the practical stuff.
Yep.
They also get into the importance of constantly learning as a trader.
Oh, absolutely. The learning never stops in trading because think about it. The market is always changing.
It's like a living, breathing thing.
Exactly. What worked yesterday might not work tomorrow.
So true. So what do they say people can do to kind of, I don't know, take their trading education to the next level?
Well, they're big fans of learning from the pros,
Right.
traders who've seen it all and done it all.
The ones who've been in the trenches.
Exactly.
So how do they recommend tapping into that wisdom?
They actually have a couple of book recommendations.
Ooh, I love book recommendations.
Hit me. All right, so they mention Market Wizards by Jack Schwager. Have you heard
I
that
love that
one?
Market Wizards. It's a classic. He interviews all these incredibly successful traders and they break down their strategies.
It's like getting a peek behind the curtain, right?
Exactly. See how the masters actually do it. What was the other one?
Reminiscences of Stock Operator by Edwin Lefebvre.
Oh, that's a great one too. A little bit older, but still so relevant.
And they go beyond just reading, too. They talk about finding a mentor.
Oh, wow. Like a
Yeah.
trading Yoda. I like that.
Right. Someone who can guide you, offer advice, maybe even help you avoid some of the mistakes they made.
Because let's be real, we all make mistakes, especially when we're starting out.
That's what a mentor's for, to help you navigate those challenges and to be there to celebrate the wins, too.
Having that support system can make all the difference.
Yeah.
So basically, it sounds like being a successful trader takes more than just knowing the right strategies.
Oh, for sure.
It's about having a plan, managing your risk,
Yeah.
and always being open to learning new things.
Absolutely. It's a journey. not a destination.
I love that. A trading journey. It's about the journey, not the destination. Mm-hmm. I like that. But, you know, even the most seasoned traveler sometimes needs a little help along the way, right?
No, absolutely. It's easy to feel lost, especially in the world of trading. There's so much to learn, so many different paths you could take.
And that actually reminds me, the source we've been looking at, they make a really interesting point about that feeling of being overwhelmed.
Do tell. What did they say?
They're big believers in finding your people.
Your people?
Yeah, like a community. Bet. Surrounding yourself with other traders who get it.
Oh, I totally see where they're going with this. It's like having a support system. People you can bounce ideas off of, share strategies with.
Celebrate the wins with. And commiserate when things don't go as planned. Because let's be real, trading can be a roller coaster.
Huge roller coaster.
Yeah.
And you don't have to ride it alone. Finding that community can make all the difference.
It's like having your own personal trading pit crew, right?
No.
They're there to help you fine-tune your approach, avoid those common pitfalls. Man, when I think about it, it really does take a blend of so many things to be a successful trader.
It really does. You need the knowledge, the strategies, the discipline, but also the adaptability. Because like we said earlier, the market is constantly changing.
So true. So as you're navigating the exciting, sometimes wild world of trading, we want you to remember this. Keep learning, keep growing, and don't be afraid to reach out and connect with others who share your passion. Because at the end of the day, trading doesn't have to be a solitary pursuit. It can be a journey of shared learning, growth, and maybe even a few laughs along the way.
Here, here. I'll raise a glass to that.
To smarter trading and a supportive community. Until next time, everyone.